So Marilyn Waring, she had to take time, as we all do initially, because we're so conned from day one by the propaganda mechanisms that power puts out there. The education system, the media being the two key ones. Add parents, sad to say, trained by these other propaganda mechanisms. And you have some pretty confused children, and it takes some years to sort this out. And so then, if you're of good heart like Marilyn Waring, you write it down, you put it out there, you hope it takes root. And now it is, finally. And she wrote, I like this example. As she was trying to sort out what value is in this discipline she got trained in, she writes, as I write, NASA has announced a successful Star Wars experiment. Two missiles were launched, chased each other around the sky before one deliberately blew up the other one and self-destructed. This quote-unquote success follows a failed Challenger shuttle mission, a failed Titan and cruise missile test, failed satellite launches. But for the purpose of recording production, both the success and the failures contributed billions of dollars in growth to the U.S. economy. This is not a sane state of affairs, she writes. What is the origin of this madness? And she says, language is power, but literary concepts of value find few friends in economics. Like much of our language, this strong word, value, has been taken from us and led along a very narrow path, unquote. Those are words I could have said myself. You see, we cannot keep rediscovering this. I mean, she said that in 1986, right? And so then I had to finally come around and rediscover her again. This is nuts, folks. And because we are globally saying that, they're organizing conferences and bringing in their paid guns and saying, figure this out for us because we're in trouble. People are waking up. We got to do something about this ocean dying thing, this global warming thing, the fact that people can't drink the water or breathe the air, the fact that their food is poisoned. We got to do something, because if the cattle wake up, my goodness gracious, what happens to the shepherds? What happens to the whole game called creating the perfect state? So folks who are done with the poison, with the lies, with the manufactured constant crises, have to stop and figure it out. Well, I think it's time for us to say, that work is done. And there's a reason what we hear is not the folks who figured it out, that the pundits are not on our side here. Sad, but so. And in conclusion, she quoted, because she had to figure this out. She quotes Harvard biology professor Ruth Hubbard in commenting on the medical profession, because she was like, why is it that this obvious truth is not getting out there? And she discovered that in every discipline, folks are asking, or at least were then, I don't know, and we don't get to hear these guys today. They got our serious lockdown on media today. But she was discovering that across disciplines, people were saying the same thing. She quotes a biology professor who said, quote, the system, by which I mean both the structure and content of the scientific and technical professions, has been constructed by one particular limited social group composed of the economically privileged, university-educated white men, and it serves their need more than ours, unquote. And then she writes, Marilyn Waring, the economic system has been constructed in exactly the same way. The profession of economics is that of a limited social group, economically privileged, university-educated white men. It serves neither the majority of humankind nor our fragile planet. Its structure and content have a design with a beguiling propaganda, unquote. Marilyn Waring, If Women Counted. So who are these guys? It's as if we the people, chased and beleaguered by unseen but concentrated and organized power, we who simply want to live and love and honor the ancestors well, must continuously stop and turn and stare behind us century after century, stuck in one long Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid scene, and ask ourselves, what kind of people are these? So longing for what they have not, that they would destroy all life, all joy, all hope, and the earth itself to get it. And it seems the pundits of good heart who point to them, the power guys, and for the record note that this state of things they make is wrong, believe that their responsibility ends. Like De Niro making The Good Shepherd, or the Wachowski brothers, The Matrix. But is that true? If this system is premised on waste, what keeps us from our leisure is not insufficiency. Plenty of plenty is not just made by this system, but even more plenty of plenty is simply thrown away. And that plenty of plenty could nurture us all and the earth as a whole if we were set free to make plenty of joy and peace and ease. Because plenty of plenty is what we are inherently. It is our nature, which once we're free, we'll see very concretely. Till next week, peace.